With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Donald Trump holding his first campaign rally since President Biden dropped out of the race. He'll be stumping later Wednesday in Charlotte, North Carolina. This weekend, he'll be stumping in Minnesota. President Biden will address the nation Wednesday evening from the Oval Office. He'll focus on his decision to end his reelection bid. Senator Bob Menendez stepping down.
Menendez had insisted after the July 16th verdict that he was innocent and promised to appeal. He was convicted of charges that he sold the power of his office to three New Jersey businessmen who sought a variety of favors. Prosecutors said Menendez used his influence to meddle in three different state and federal criminal investigations to protect his associates. The resignation gives New Jersey's Democratic Governor Phil Murphy the ability to appoint someone to the Senate for the remainder of Menendez's term, which expires on January 3rd. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
Also at srnnews.com, key talks in the nation's capital.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is in Washington to address Congress. He has signaled that a ceasefire deal that could free dozens of hostages in Gaza could be taking shape. The health ministry in Gaza says more than 39,000 Palestinians have been killed in the nine-month war. Protesters from the group Jewish Voices for Peace staged a sit-in at a congressional office building. After about a half hour of clapping and chanting, officers from the U.S. Capitol Police issued several warnings, then began arresting protesters. Some lawmakers won't be attending Netanyahu's planned speech to both houses of Congress on Wednesday. Norman Hall, Washington.
Taiwan getting ready for powerful Typhoon Gami, set to make landfall later Wednesday. That storm killed at least 12 people in the Philippines. This is SRN News. An ancient Christian building has been discovered in the Middle East.
Archaeologists have unearthed the remains of what is believed to be the home of a bishop in Bahrain, demonstrating the spread of Christianity in the region before the adoption of Islam. The groundbreaking find was constructed sometime in the 4th century and shows how followers of Christ had established themselves in what is now Bahrain, an island nation in the Persian Gulf off the coast of Saudi Arabia. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Turkish government will no longer send imams to work in mosque across Germany. That practice coming under intense criticism in recent years as German authorities accused Turkish imams of abusing their positions to promote support for Turkey's ruling Justice and Development Party. German government says it plans to replace the imported imams with clergy who've been trained in Germany. This is SRN News. Well, a pair of opposing Palestinian factions now seeking common ground in China-sponsored talks in Beijing. More on this story from international correspondent Charles Dale Desma.
Chinese state media says Palestinian factions Hamas and Fatah have signed a declaration in Beijing on ending a years-long rift. Multiple previous rounds of talks meant to unite the sides have failed, casting doubt over whether the China-sponsored negotiations might actually lead to a resolution. The declaration comes as Israel and Hamas are weighing an internationally backed ceasefire proposal that would wind down the nine-month war and free dozens of Israeli hostages held by Hamas. But even after a deal is signed, the vision for a post-war Gaza remains in doubt, specifically over who should rule the war-ravaged territory. I'm Charles Deledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.